Live from the Wolf Construction Roofing Studio, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing.
All right, everybody, it's our second hour as we roll all the way till 3 o'clock right here on the Big Talker 1700. And it's Friday, which means Trent always puts together a little fun. And that's where we're going to go right now.
Absolutely. Friday fun, something that we do throughout the summertime. Our Friday fun segments are coming to a close. In fact, next week will be the last one, Jimmy B, because 2 weeks from tonight, week one of the Iowa high school football season.
Oh, my gosh, it's coming up that fast.
2 weeks from tonight, it comes...
Seems like baseball just got over.
It does. It comes quickly, but here we go. So it'll be this week, it'll be next week, and then we will be lock, stock, and ready to roll with football coverage starting 2 weeks from tonight right here on 1700, the high school play game of the week. And week number one, I'll be over in Waukee, Jimmy B, with the Urbandale Jayhawks making their way westward to take on the Warriors.
You're going to be a busy guy. I mean, once football arrives, you're working like 8 days a week. I think the Beatles did that song.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
you're the guy they were thinking of when they wrote it.
Well, I wasn't around quite back then, Jimmy B.
Well, they were thinking down the road, so it would still be relevant when you were born and then started working 8 days a week.
Sure. Well, it is a labor of love. I absolutely love it. Love the high school sports. We'll have your coverage all season long here with the Central Iowa Game of the Week and a full scoreboard show taking you up until 11 o'clock each and every Friday night right here on your home for high school sports, 1700 KBGG. But Jimmy B, yesterday I brought up, at our we're having some fun talking about recruiting misses, you know, great what-ifs in college basketball. So we talked yesterday about, you know, the local guys, Harrison Barnes with the Iowa State connection, still not ending up in Ames. We talked about Rafe LaFrenz and Nick Collison and Kirk Heinrich. And then we took it a step further. Dr. J took a visit to Iowa State, didn't end up there. We heard the story of Russell Westbrook, who was very close to the McDermott staff. That didn't turn out to happen, obviously, with UCLA coming calling for him. But a couple of names that I had forgot about. How about J.R. Reed? Back in the day, he was down to North Carolina and Iowa back in the day. Pretty good one.
Wow.
Good college player.
J.R. Reed was a really good college player. Yeah. Just had a so-so NBA career, but he was a very good college player. Absolutely right.
The other, a couple others that jumped out on the basketball realm, this is well before my day. Apparently, Artis Gilmore was very close to becoming a Hawkeye.
Out of the University of Jacksonville, Artis Gilmore, and then starring at center for the Chicago Bulls?
That
My God.
Guy. Yeah, and he was part of the team that knocked off what some people believe the best Iowa team in Iowa history, knocking them off in the Final Four. Was it Pembroke something or other? The guy that hit the shot at
Yeah, Pembroke Burroughs.
Okay.
They had Artis Gilmore, who was a 7-footer, and Pembroke Burroughs was also another 7-footer. I think Pembroke Burroughs, during his adult life, was a police officer. So a 7-foot cop coming after you who was athletic and can run you down. Now, that's got to be scary if you're a bad guy.
There's no doubt. No doubt about that one. So a lot of fun stories. If you got some for us as well, recruiting what-ifs, guys that you fell in love with at high school level and you thought were going to be a Hawkeye, a Cyclone, or even a Panther, shoot us a text right now at Trent Condon on Twitter or at Jimmy B Radio, or you can give us a call right now at 515-264-1700. I have a couple others that were shot to me through Twitter on the Hawkeye perspective. Some recent names. Now, I remember this one well. Melvin Gordon, who, of course, ends up in his home state with Wisconsin, had an offer from Iowa. And there's, you know, a story, I don't know the truth behind it, that he was in the locker room back in 2009, 2010, and there was a spat between a couple of Hawkeyes that led him to change his commitment. I think that was the easy way out. A guy that just decided, you know what, I'm going to stay home and play for the Badgers.
That could have been the case, and he was just looking for an easy excuse. Look, when you're 17, 18, 19 years old, that's what you do. When you decide, okay, this is not the place I want to be, I'm going to stay home and play at Whiskey, I'll just create something, and that probably popped into his mind, and okay, I'm out of here.
How about this one, Jimmy B? Take you back, you remember that little thing called the Super Bowl they played last year? It was a pretty good game.
Wasn't a bad football game, particularly the second half. Yes, you're absolutely right.
And certainly if you're a Patriots fan. But from the other perspective, you know, that quarterback for Atlanta, very interested in Iowa as a high schooler. In the end, the decision was made he was going to stay close to home and go to Boston College. But Iowa was up at the forefront for him. Can you imagine Matt Ryan in a Hawkeye uniform?
Oh, my God. They probably would have ruined him. Look, they don't have great success with QBs.
What are you talking about? Three of their last four starters are in the NFL. It's true.
I know it's true. They're trying to be successful in the NFL. I agree with you from that standpoint. But for some reason, you know, look, under Beathard, he regressed. You said it on the show. Now that he's in the NFL, now we're going to get a chance to see C.J. Beathard against the Kansas City Chiefs, and he's trying to be the backup quarterback now for San Francisco. So I don't know what it is. I hope it changes, and I hope that it gets better as far as quarterback tutelage, but it seems that once they leave, we saw Jake Rudock, people threw him out, wanted him gone, and then we saw what he did at Michigan, and now he's in the NFL. I don't know what it is, Trent, but at that particular time, boy, that would have been something if Matty Ice would have been in a Hawkeye jersey.
Yeah, it was.
Now I think about that. That's because he was really good at Boston College, really good.
Well, threw a lot of interceptions also. Don't forget about that.
He did.
It was a guy that had everything you look for. They ended up getting Drew Tate that year, who worked out pretty well in a Hawkeye uniform and still collecting a check up north of the border. Let's get out to the phone lines again. 264-1700, recruiting what-ifs, misses in the recruiting game. We got Matt on the line with us. Good afternoon, Matt.
How we doing, fellas?
Doing well. How you?
Go ahead, Matt.
Wonderful. All right. So, I don't know if you've said this or not, but Tyler Ulis.
Yes, a big one. We brought that one up yesterday, Matt, and that's one that still stings. Iowa was in on him so early on when he was still just this tiny little guy out there. Fran McCaffrey took a shot at him, and then Kentucky comes in the 11th hour and gets it done. And that's one that still you kind of look back upon and say, a big what if.
Well, and I think because he was so small was partly why he wasn't as highly recruited, which is why I felt we had a really good shot at him because we didn't necessarily care about the size. We wanted, you know, him as an overall point guard. And just imagine what we would have had with him. And, you know, I think Bohannon is a comparable player if he can shoot it like he did last year. So,
another what if.
All right, Matt.
Phone call there. Matt, good stuff out of him. Jimmy B, basketball, there are just so many that you go back
there
upon.
There are.
And I told you the story from back in the day of Terry Cummings saying that he was going to go to Iowa, and then he slept on it over the night, and the Lord told him during his dream that he needed to go to DePaul. I mean, stories like that, just recruiting in general, it's such a wacky business.
It is, and it's amazing how when you're that age, I mean, just think about it, Trent, when you're 17, 18, 19, you're just worried if you wake up in the morning with a pimple or if your girlfriend's knocked up. So you got other things that concern your memory here other than just where you're going to go to college. So I think that it happens every day in recruiting, football, basketball. I don't think it really matters really what sport it is. If you have several offers or if you're a so-called big-time recruit and you're flooded with offers, I think it becomes much more difficult for a kid, even in today's world with everything that's out there with social media and everything else. The pressure that is on an 18-year-old to make that decision is unbelievable.
A couple of big ones also that were passed along. How about Larry Fitzgerald took a visit to Iowa ended up, obviously, a Minnesota kid, was out playing prep school football and ended up at Pittsburgh. How about him in a Hawkeye uniform?
Oh, my gosh. He was sensational at Pitt.
Yes.
And we see how his NFL career has gone as well. He had everything that you could ever ask for, not just as a person, but also as a football player as well.
Some others that jumped out, some people that are been texting in with some different names that maybe we forgot about. Here's another one. To go through. This is old school for you, Jimmy B. This is maybe even before your time. Apparently, Gale Sayers was very close to becoming a Hawkeye way back in the day. And you talk about different trajectory of a program. Imagine Gale Sayers running around for 4 years.
The Kansas Comet.
Yeah.
A Hawkeye. Wow. That would have been absolutely unbelievable if that was the case. With way he dominated at Kansas, and then for the short amount of time that he played in the NFL, 5 or 6 years before the knee injury did him in, that is unbelievable if Gale Sayers would have been a Hawkeye. Wow.
How about this story? I'm reading this. Back in a 2010 Cubs game where he was in the broadcast booth, must have been singing the seventh inning stretch, he was being interviewed by Len Casper and Bob Brentley, said that he originally intended to go to the University of Iowa. Sayers then said he decided to go to Iowa after the Iowa head coach at the time, Jerry Burns, didn't have time to meet with him while he was on visits. Whoops! No wonder Jerry Burns crashed and burned. Unbelievable.
Had a shot at Gale Sayers and blew it big time. Sorry, Gale. Kansas Comet, Hall of Famer. I'm sorry there, pal. Scored, what, 6-7 touchdowns in a game in a Bears jersey. I don't have time to meet with you. You're not good enough.
That one is rough. How about this one from a you and I football perspective? Guys that got away, and a couple of them very, very late in the process. Brandon Myers, who was committed to you and I for a long time. Then, on signing day, Iowa came along with an offer. That one's got a sting from a Panther perspective.
Oh, absolutely. If you're a UNI fan, that one definitely has to hurt. I mean, look, we see how good Myers is. So from that aspect, absolutely. But, you know, that's what happens, though. You're a 1AA or FCS school, mm-hmm. and all of a sudden a big guy comes in a Power 5, and the kid's going to go, I think I like this one a lot better, Mom and Dad. And so that's what happens.
It does, yeah. That's one that I'm sure still kind of sits in the craw of the fans. In fact, I'm looking back at his rivals profile back in 2004, Brandon Myers, as he committed on signing day, had that offer from UNI, ends up at Iowa, and is still bouncing around in the NFL. What, we're talking 13 years later. Not a bad career for
Brandon. That's correct. Well, he's doing just fine, thank you, and boys made a lot of money, too.
Had a phone call there, Jimmy B, but I missed who we had there. We'll get to some more of these later on. If not today, this is a fun conversation. Always Friday fun. We'll try to get to a few more of these a little bit later on. Hit us up on Twitter again, at Jimmy B Radio or at Trent Condon. Recruiting what ifs. Iowa State, you and I, ones that got away. Coming up on the other side, we're going to dig a little bit deeper in to the breaking news, Ezekiel Elliott. And what is going on there? A 6-game suspension. Kevin Trahan getting ready, in fact, out in Texas to get in law school. He's going to explain to us criminal courts, the difference between NFL discipline. We got some Title IX to talk about. Josh Rosen's comments. We're going to go to our smart guy on staff, Kevin Trahan, next on Jimmy B and TC.
1700K BGG is a big talker in Des Moines with Jimmy B and TC. Noon to 3, sports talk that rocks. 1700K BGG.
Are you in the mood for real, classic, homemade Italian food? Well, I have the spot for you. It's Villaggio. Two locations. The newest location in Urbandale, 2675 100th Street. The original in Norwalk. Classic dishes like cavatelli, spaghetti, lasagna, and vodka rigatoni. Top-notch pizza and awesome sandwiches. A great happy hour and Italian done right. Villaggio.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
The next generation of appliances at the Home Depot now has something even newer. Extra savings, up to 25%. Take the GE Diamond Gray Front Load Steam Washer and Steam Electric Dryer with a Time Saver feature for a deeper clean in a shorter cycle. Just $5.98 each, over $800 off the pair. Talk about cleaning up. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. The Home Depot. More saving. More do it. U.S. only while supplies last. Gas Dryer Extra. See store for details. Valid through August 23rd.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Well, Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Food Dudes Delivery offers commercial and residential delivery service along with the option to pre-order. Our delivery rate is always a flat fee, so whether you're ordering $15 for yourself or $300 for a party, it's going to be the same flat fee. We deliver all throughout the metro area, always keeping your food hot and fresh. Food Dudes Delivery has a vast range of food options for you to choose from. So place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest. But we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. As many of you know, severe weather and hail swept through central Iowa and the Des Moines Metro. Wolf Construction was here long before these storms, and we'll be here long after. We're much more than a pickup and a ladder. Our roofing team is here to serve you for years to come. With our one-day get-it-done approach, we're known as a roofing machine. Call Wolf Construction for a free estimate at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. At Wolf Construction, we take your roof personally.
Hey, it's Trent Condon here from Jimmy B and TC. If you've been talking and thinking about improving your health, I have an idea for you. Do what I did. Call New Leaf Wellness. My weight had been increasing, my endurance during workouts was waning, and I was just feeling sluggish. New Leaf Wellness put together a program to help me lose weight, improve my energy, and they can do the same for you. Call New Leaf Wellness today at 515-650-1358 to schedule a free, no obligation consultation. That's 515-650-1358. 1358 for New Leaf Wellness. And tell them TC sent you.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
Your Honor, I stand before you to prove that AT&T's two-year price guarantee is the ultimate all-included bundle experience.
Order!
I submit Exhibit A, DirecTV Select all-included package with over 145 channels. Exhibit B, monthly fees for Wi-Fi gateway, Genie HD DVR, and three additional receivers included.
Objection! Overruled!
Exhibit C, reliable high-speed internet and digital home phone.
Order!
And to close, lock in your bundle price at $89.99 a month for 2 years with AT&T.
The court rules in favor of AT&T. Call your local dealer now.
Switch to DirecTV today and start enjoying the nation's number one satellite TV service. Call Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR. That's Rockstar Satellite at 515-262-STAR.
For us, 24-month TV and 12-month internet agreements and combined billing. New approved customers only must remain active and in good standing on all services or then prevailing rates apply in second year. Prorated ETF up to $480 for TV, $180 for internet, equipment, non-return, and other fees and conditions apply. Call for details. Offer ends 1/21/17.
It's that time of the year again. Football is right around the corner. Draft House 50, best spot in central Iowa to catch your Cyclones, Hawkeyes, and every NFL game. Over 50 TVs, 50 beers on tap, and the best burgers in town. Draft House 50, your place for all things sports.
Jim Brinson, Trent Condon, it's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Here until 3 o'clock with you on a Friday, Jimmy B and TC, the Big Talker 1700. We got our smart guy coming up, Kevin Trahan from Vice Sports is going to join us, help us out with a couple of legal questions that we have, his take on Josh Rosen's comments, and much more coming up here in just a moment. But Jimmy B, before we got that, we got an old friend on the line. It's Cyclone Jerry. Good afternoon to you, Jerry. What's happening?
Not much. Hello, TC, and hello, Mr. Benson. How's you doing today, buddy?
Everything's good, Jerry. Thanks for calling the show. Always good to hear from you.
Well, it's always good to listen to the show that knows what's going on. And like the other channels, they don't know. They talk about nothing but and different subjects, not sports. But this is the best station in Des Moines, Iowa, and it's only going to get bigger.
I appreciate that. And yes, we like to talk sports here. Some other places, you know, they can get away with talking away different things. I think Jim feels this as well. People turn on sports talk radio to hear sports talk. That's what we try to do.
Yeah, and the other station don't know the reason for that. And you know exactly who I'm talking about, both of you.
Oh, we know. We know it well, Jerry. Hey, good hearing from you. We'll hear from you again soon. We got a guest coming up, but we got to pick your brain coming up next week on some Cyclone football, all right?
Okay, I'll call you about the same time.
All right, that sounds great. Cyclone Jerry checking in. Jimmy B, always great to hear from Jerry.
Always good to have Jerry on the show. Always makes my day. Puts a smile on my face. Is Kevin standing by, ready to go now?
He is. He is. And, well, Kevin grew up here in the state of Iowa, but he was over in the east side of the state. Kevin, you probably didn't run into too many Cyclone fans like Cyclone Jerry, did you, over there?
No, not really. There aren't as many of them as there were Iowa fans, so at least over by me. So, I mean, a couple of my friends were Cyclone fans, but Iowa State was always terrible when I was growing up, at least at football, so they yeah. kind of didn't really defend Iowa State. So.
Yeah, it was a difficult down period, certainly there for a long time for Iowa State, but we're not here to talk Iowa State with you. You do a lot. You're a Northwestern grad, so we like to talk Big Ten football with you. Also, get ready for law school down at the University of Texas. You take a look at things in a different light. It's not just strictly the X's and O's. You can help us out with some different things happening outside of just the sports world. We've talked a lot of Title IX with you in the past, paying players, things like that in the past, and we're going to get to that. But before that, can you tell us a little bit, as you're down in Texas, the craziness that is happening right now with the 6-game suspension in Ezekiel Elliott?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. The NFL has this issue where they haven't figured out yet how, I guess, like what they want penalties to be for different things. And so, I mean, the one, you know, a lot of people are saying he shouldn't have been suspended because he wasn't charged, which I think is a terrible, just a terrible opinion to have. It doesn't really make a lot of sense. But, I mean, there it is fair. The NFL really has no idea how long people should be suspended for random things. They just make things up. So, you know, we probably shouldn't have had to completely guess what Elliott's suspension was going to be for this. I feel like, you know, I've seen a lot of people saying, well, he wasn't charged, you know, he shouldn't have been suspended. But, you know, I covered this a lot in Title IX, and, you know, there's different burdens of proof for the criminal justice system than there are for playing football, as there should be. Like, you should, you know, that. Usually the standard for you know, NFL or for Title IX is preponderance of evidence, which is there a greater than 50% chance this happened, which obviously the standard for putting someone in jail should be a lot higher than that, right? Mm-hmm. And I think people just sort of miss on all the, you know, there are varying, I guess, incentives that prosecutors have to press charges or not. You know, the prosecutor in the Elliott case said, yeah, like, he did this, but we couldn't press charges, so we probably wouldn't win because sexual assault and domestic violence is so hard to win. And, you know, a lot of prosecutors choose not to press charges because they want to run for office and tote their winning percentage, which is a whole other issue that, you know, that's not a thing they should be touting. So I think that, you know, there's a lot of people saying that, you know, he shouldn't have even been suspended because he wasn't charged. But the NFL just, you know, what they're looking for, they're determining completely different things in the criminal justice system. But ultimately, I think the NFL does need to figure out, you know, how to standardize some of these suspensions. Because, like, you know, one game for Josh Brown, who, you know, was found guilty of domestic violence, and then, like, 6 games for Elliott, it just doesn't make a lot of sense.
We're having a conversation with Kevin Trahan right here on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway in West Des Moines. Kevin, then, take me to what the NFL or the Dallas Cowboys now have as options. They have 3 days to file an appeal. if they file the appeal, could it end up like what we went through with Tom Brady and Deflategate, or would it be handled much more quickly?
I don't know. I mean, that isn't my expertise, but the Tom Brady thing, the whole reason that got dragged out for what, 2 years or whatever, is because they sued outside. So this is like, you know, the 3 days is like the internal appeal within the NFL system, which is, again, a strange system because Roger Goodell could potentially be deciding on the appeal, which doesn't make any sense. So that's different, and it depends whether they want to sue over this. I would assume that they're not going to want to sue over this because it's only six games, and, you know, I don't think they would win. I don't think Elliott would win this at all. Like, you know, I don't know. The things they found were pretty damning in the report. And so, I don't know. It seems unlikely that they'd want to sue, but Jerry Jones is a vindictive person, so maybe he would. But, yeah, it sounds like the process would be wrapped up pretty quick unless it goes to the legal system. And then, as we saw with Deflategate, it can get dragged out forever.
Well, let's hope that's not the case here and something is determined right away. So what should the NFL do? In your mind, you talked about, you know, coming up with a system. All issues are a little bit different. I'm sure the league wants to have some kind of has some kind of leeway that they can then go down to. But what should be done? An automatic suspension if you're charged with something? What would be the route that you tell the NFL to go, trying to kind of put this all together in one big bowl?
I mean, I don't think that the criminal justice system's determinations should have anything to do with the NFL's determinations, just because, you know, they're making entirely different decisions. You know, the criminal justice system is deciding whether someone should, like, maybe go to jail, and the NFL is deciding whether they should miss some football games. So I think that, you know, what the NFL needs to do is, I really think it's fine to continue to investigate this, because especially with how prominent football players are, like, it's good to send a message that, like, domestic violence is not okay, and especially, you know, given all of the evidence the NFL had against Elliott, like, this is absolutely the right decision to suspend him. But, you know, you also, I think they need to come up with some sort of standards for how long these suspensions are, so we're not just completely guessing each one. You know, they suspended Ray Rice was like 2 games for domestic violence, and then like Pot was 4 games, which is also the same as deflating a football, but sometimes domestic violence is 1 game, but sometimes it's 6. You know, like, the whole, it's kind of like the NCAA. They just, like, come up with these random things, these random suspensions. And honestly, a lot of it is how often, you know, a lot of the determination of a suspension is how well you cooperate with them and if you say you're sorry, right? Which really shouldn't be a huge part of the suspension. So I think that they need to, you know, make these a little less random and arbitrary, and sort of, you know, make the punishments for different things more, I don't know, set in stone or, like, within a better range that we can, like, at least know what could happen. But I still think that, you know, criminal charges shouldn't have anything to do with it, because it's just a completely determination and very different incentives that the NFL and the criminal justice system have.
We're having a conversation with Kevin Trahan, almost a lawyer, here on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. How far away are you from getting that great degree?
Well, I start my first year in like 2 weeks, so 3 years, I guess. So I got a while.
3 years. Okay. All right. Well, but it sounds like you've already warmed up. You have a great understanding and a great grasp of everything that needs to take place. The situation
part of why I'm going to law school is because of all the NFL and NCAA lawsuits that I had to write about. So I guess they're responsible for it.
Now, that's interesting. Okay, fair enough. Josh Rosen, the quarterback at UCLA, came out and was brutally honest. He got a lot of kickback back, and then others who stood their ground and said, well, I appreciate his honesty. Where were you in all of that when he stated that football and college really don't mix?
I mean, he's right. Like, I don't know. The NCAA tries to, and the schools try to pretend like that's not true. But I mean, that's just how it works. You know, we know from all this research and data from all the schools that athletes are forced into certain majors by schools. They could go in and say, "I want to take this," and then just be told, no, you have to take sociology or communications or something. And that happens a lot. And it's just because, you know, the NFL or the NCAA pretends that, you know, athletes actually are only working on their sport for like 20 hours a week, when it turns out they're actually working on their sport for 50 hours a week. And it just, you know, you can't be having a more than full-time job and be going to school and expect to get a good education. And the NCAA tries to, you know, they use graduation rates as a proxy for a good education. But, you know, if you graduate with a degree in general studies, you have no internships and you weren't really able to take the classes that, you know, can help you get into the field you want to, what does that degree mean? It doesn't really mean anything, which is sort of what we saw in North Carolina when they were all taking the fake classes. And they have a degree, but, you know, it can't really help them get a job. And so, I mean, all the data says that Josh Rosen is right. People just don't like to hear that he's right. But, you know, even at Iowa, I remember way back with Ricky Stanzi, he had a degree in interdepartmental studies, which I had no idea what that was. I think it was one of the guys at the Gazette asked him what that was. And he's like, well, I wanted to go to business school, but they told me I'm not smart enough, so I guess I'm in this. You know, and so, I mean, that's how it is. Like, he wasn't there for school. He was there to play football, and, you know, the school knew that he was there to play football, so they just gave him the easiest path possible to graduation. But the degree doesn't really mean much once you major in, you know, something that no one even knows what it is.
Well, and you mentioned there, Kevin, and talking a little bit about, you know, the guys and Rosen's comments about the guys that want to do different things, and they're not helping them as students. They're just keeping them eligible. And there is a major difference there, keeping a guy eligible as opposed to really helping them as a college student grow their mind, learn a trade, learn something that's going to help them out. How much, in your mind, are universities failing a lot of these student athletes on that side?
I mean, they are a ton, and it's interesting because you always see, whenever athletes visit, they always see, like, the big academic centers and all these programs. I remember I read an article the other day about a kid at Syracuse, and they have a really good journalism school, mm-hmm. and he wanted to be a journalist, and so they showed him the whole Newhouse school. It's huge. I mean, I visited that when I was looking at college. It's beautiful. It's this nice facility. And they, like, coaches showed him that. He's like, all right, this is pretty cool. I'm going to commit to Syracuse. And then he did. He got on campus, and they're like, No, you can't major in journalism. It's too much work. And then do something else. And so that's failing a kid, you know, especially when, you know, they're playing football, which can potentially mess up their brain, not getting paid, and they graduate, maybe don't go to the NFL, and graduate with a degree that doesn't really count for anything. So, I mean, I think that that's a major failure. And one thing, I mean, NCAA has created all of these metrics, like APR, which is academic progress rate, which, you know, they say everyone has a great APR. Like, I think Iowa's APR is fine, but all it does is it measures, like, are you technically in good enough academic standing to, like, be able to be there and graduate within, like, 6 years or something crazy like that. And so, you know, that's not determining whether someone is getting a good education, which they try to say, but really that's just determining, like, whether they can still be there. And that's not a good way to measure success for students. And I think, you know, what proves Rosen the most correct is the fact that the NCAA and the schools are trying to hide what they're actually doing and creating all these fake metrics that don't really measure education, which I think, you know, proves this point completely, that they don't want these athletes to get an education. They simply want them to be eligible to play football. And if they do get an education, if they are somehow smart enough to, you know, take engineering classes while going to football, if that's even allowed, then great, and they'll prop that person up. But they're not, you know, aiding these kids and helping them get a real degree.
So wait a minute. Let me make sure I understand this. So essentially what you're saying, that it's really not about the student athlete, it's all about the big bucks that college football generates or college basketball generates?
Yeah, who knew? You know, it's yeah. Funny when you bring in $115 million a year or whatever Iowa brings in, or like $200 million a year or whatever like Alabama brings in, it's weird that the money can, like, you know, influence your decision making more than, you know, helping a kid get a degree in something he's passionate in. So, I mean, I think Rosen's exactly right, and he just says what he thinks, and that's very, very refreshing. And I wish more people would do that. I've talked to a lot of players who have felt that way after school, but didn't say it during school for fear of what would happen. Even Northwestern, where I went, Kane Coulter was, you know, being very, very honest. He said, you know what, Northwestern gives me a better education than most schools I could while I'm playing football. They still didn't let me take the classes I wanted to. They still didn't let me take, you know, organic chemistry. They still didn't do the internships I wanted to, and blah, blah, blah. And player, you know, fans hated him. Fans burned his jersey. I mean, it just,
wow.
You know, you see what these kids go through. It's pretty brave of Josh Rosen to speak out. Either that or he just doesn't care at all what people think. And I'm glad that at least one person's doing it.
And I think that's a big part of it. Kevin, as always, good talking with you. We'll do it again before law school starts up for you again, coming up here in a couple of weeks. We'll talk actually football next time. How's that sound?
All right. Sounds good. Can't wait.
Kevin Trahan with us on the Draft House 50 Hotline. We'll come back here on the other side. It's time for the Chiefs training camp report with the voice of the Kansas City Chiefs, Mitch Holtis, next here on Jimmy B and TC.
Big news, big talk.
Join me, Diana Kelly, every Saturday morning at 10 for what's happening in your neighborhood with Inside Iowa.
On 1700 KBGG.
Guys, are you ready to begin your journey to live life better? Are you feeling tired and worn down, or looking to improve performance and drive in the bedroom? Looking to burn fat and gain muscle? Then it's time to contact New Leaf Wellness. New Leaf Wellness offers a free, no-obligation consultation. Dr. Robert Seaman and the New Leaf staff will help craft a plan dedicated to you. From testosterone replacement therapy, advanced weight loss, to nutritional therapy, New Leaf Wellness strives to find the plan that will improve your quality of life. Dr. Robert Seaman and New Leaf Wellness. Give them a call today at 515-650-1358. Again, 515-650-1358 for New Leaf Wellness. One more time, 515-650-1358. It's time to live life better with New Leaf Wellness. Call 515-650-1358. That's 515-650-1358.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
NAPA Know How.
If your car's due up for an oil change, but you've been holding out till Mobil 1 Full Synthetic Motor Oil was on sale for just $5.79 a quart, does that mean you've been patient or you've been procrastinating? Either way, your procrastipatience just paid off, because you can get Mobil 1 Full Synthetic for just $5.79 a quart. That's NAPA Know How.
NAPA Know How.
General States pricing. Sales prices do not include applicable state, local taxes, or recycling fees. Offer expires 8/31/17.
Get ready for back to school at JCPenney. Shop Friday 3 p.m. to Saturday 1 p.m. for night to day doorbusters, like up to 50% off select home goods, select bras at 60% off, select Arizona jeans for the family at 50% off, and 50 to 60% off select styles of exertion, also available in extended sizes. Plus, get your $10 off coupon on the JCPenney app now. Hurry, JCPenney's back to school sale ends Saturday. That's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney. Coupon valid 8/9/12. Some exclusions apply. See store or jcp.com for details.
Villaggio Italian Restaurant brings real homemade Italian to you. Fantastic food, great service, and an elegant vibe that feels like home. All your favorites from the original in Norwalk, and an expanded menu with the newest location on 100th Street in Urbandale. Plus, one of the best happy hours in the metro from 3 to 6 each weekday. When you're thinking Italian, make it Villaggio. Pizza, pasta, sandwiches, and more. Two locations, Sunset Drive in Norwalk and 100th Street in Urbandale. Villaggio Italian Restaurant.
You don't need more sports, but you want more sports.
Rockstar Satellite can fix that with free next-day installation on DirecTV. Call Rockstar Satellite, 515-262-STAR. Call today for next-day installation, 515-262-STAR.
Kate here with Food Dudes Delivery. Are you tired of the same old delivery options? Food Dudes Delivery can solve that problem for you. We deliver for restaurants that don't do delivery. Order through us at fooddudesdelivery.com. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office party tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com.
Jim Brunson, Trent Condon. It's Jimmy B and TC on 1700 KBGG. Live from the Wolf Construction Studio, sponsored by Wolf Construction Roofing. Here's Jim and Trent.
Back here with you on a Friday, a football Friday. Yeah, that's right. Football is here. Preseason football continues on, and it continues tonight here on 1700. You'll hear the voice of Mitch Holtis, and he joins us right now on the Draft House 50 Hotline. Mitch, it's game day. How's that feel?
You know, there's a lot of excitement here in Kansas City, you guys. Red Friday, like every Friday's Red Friday, then there's the reddest of Red Fridays, which is the Red Friday before the home opener. But I think this is the most anticipated preseason Red Friday I think I've seen. There are people all over town dressed in Chiefs stuff, and they're just anxious to see. They're anxious to see Patrick Mahomes. They have anticipation that this could be a good team, and it's just got a different vibe than the normal first preseason game.
All right, Mitch, then let me follow up when you talk about that. We've already seen what Deshaun Watson did in his first game, the same for Deshaun Kizer, the same for Mitchell Trubisky last night. Does Patrick Mahomes live up to the hype that will be placed upon him when he enters the game tonight as well, like those three guys did?
Well, the Chiefs made such a significant move to trade up 17 spots to get Patrick Mahomes, and he will always, forever, be tied in to those quarterbacks that you mentioned who were at the top of the class in the 2017 draft. Now, I hope he doesn't try to live up to the hype, because the worst thing he can do tonight is try to go, gosh, I've got to outdo Deshaun. I got to outdo Trubisky or Kizer. He needs to do what he needs to do, because there's only an audience of one tonight he needs to please, and that's Andy Reid. So he's got to be careful. There are all a lot of expectations. There's jerseys being worn around town with the Mahomes 15. He's just got to keep this, you know, within the realm of reasonability. And quite honestly, it's a great test for him. It's the mental and emotional test that will come with the obvious physical test.
You know, a struggle earlier this week in practice, I saw I had three interceptions in that one. He's a gunslinger and seems like a guy that has, you know, kind of that memory that'll fade very quickly, something you need in the NFL. Emotionally, when you look at the guy, we know about the physical tools. Where's he at that part in his career here as he gets ready for his first game?
From an emotion standpoint?
Yeah.
Yeah, he's highly competitive. I mentioned this 2 weeks ago with you, but I need to re-mention it. I'm actually going to feature him more next week on one of our reports. But highly competitive. He could have been a Division I point guard. And he could have been he was already drafted by the Tigers in Major League Baseball. What does it do with his emotion? You know, there's a little rah-rah in him. And I just think he's one of those guys where the fibers in his body are wired red hot when he competes. And that's why I think people are most excited to see that tonight.
Mitch Holtis is our guest. He comes to us on the Draft House 50 Hotline, Mills Civic Parkway, West Des Moines. Mitch will be working tonight's game. Mitch, I know it's a preseason game, but knowing what is going to take place with Len Dawson, will the first game be a little bit bittersweet, knowing that this is the first of the end of your association with him, at least on the air?
Every week, every broadcast will have its own, oh man, sense of senior day, for lack of a better term. I'm just now driving to the stadium because we had a seminar downtown with a lot of our affiliates that are just like you guys there at 1700 The Champ, and Len was there. We made it very Len-centric, where he related stories, and honestly, it's kind of sad. And yet, I hope the year is him in a chariot going around the Coliseum with roses being thrown to him. Laugh, and that's what it needs to be. But that doesn't, it was emotional today. It'll be emotional tonight. He's just going to do pregame. He's not going to do color this year. And it's a good question, because it does conjure up just a lot of memories and a lot of thoughts about him, because he's, when you study his career, it's really unparalleled.
It is, and certainly something I'm looking forward to hearing this evening, Mitch, is we get ready for this game. We talked a little bit about the 49ers with a couple of local connections here to the state of Iowa. From your perspective, as you look at this game, and we've talked about some of the guys you're excited to see, give us a preview of what you expect to see tonight, and are we going to see that high-flying passing offense we've been hearing so much about?
Oh, maybe. There could be some. Big Red's not going to tip his hand and show all of the cool stuff he's been running in camp. But I think you're going to see some of those shots taken downfield. And I think you'll see them by all three, maybe four quarterbacks. And not just Mahomes, but Alex Smith. And will Tyreek Hill do something crazy good like he's done every day at camp? Maybe. It'd be kind of fun for the fans. But I'm also going to be looking at the receiving core outside of Tyreek Hill, the running back core, because it's Kareem Hunt, the rookie, along with Spencer Ware, along with, when you look at C.J. Spiller, who's had a good camp and is proven worthy of making this team at this point. So I tell you, there's a lot on the list. Now, in the case of Beathard, he's going to get a lot of time tonight. I'm not so sure he's not going to get the second half for the 49ers. So Hawkeye fans might be interested in the second half. Unfortunately, I mentioned Kittle yesterday, the tight end. He's not going to play tonight. He's got a hamstring problem, and that's not good for him. Anytime you miss your rookie year of camp is a problem.
We're having a conversation right now with Mitch Holtis. I think it's going to be real interesting. Not only everybody will be dialed into what the Chiefs do, but you're right. I think it'll be a real interest piece to see what happens with C.J. Beathard this evening, too. Could we see the second half, a Mahomes-Beathard matchup? Would that be that would be kind of entertaining, don't you think?
Yeah, it would be, and I fully anticipate that, Jimmy. I think that is going to be the case, quite honestly. I think Mahomes won't get the entire second half, but he's going to get most of it. And what I'm hearing, we'll wait and see, but I think Beathard may get all the second half. Now, and the two guys in front of Beathard, this is a pretty good situation for CJ. I mean, there's a good news, bad news. The good news is you're going into a situation which is wide open. You don't have an established quarterback like Alex Smith. That's the firm number one, because you've got Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley ahead of you. Think about that.
Mm-hmm.
But the bad news is the 49ers were a bad team a year ago, and I'm not sure how good they're going to be this year. I mean, they have 50 new guys on their roster. 50 of their 90 guys are brand new. And Kyle Shanahan took over, and he and John Lynch said, hey, they're starting all over in San Francisco. They've had three coaches in 3 years. They've had turmoil. So not good for CJ to enter that scenario, but good for him in the fact that he's going to get some earlier opportunities. You just you hope that he has a chance to be successful in those opportunities.
Hey, one more from me. I'll let Jim finish up with you here. As we're talking right now with Mitch Holtis, the voice of the Chiefs. Ross Travis played Big Ten basketball at Penn State. We've seen this transformation work before. How much are we going to see out of him tonight? And as he's kind of going through, learning the position again, going through all this, how the developmental is happening for Ross Travis?
Fantastic question. It will be something we'll focus on tonight, because I'll be honest with you, he is on the bubble. A year ago, he showed some great promise. But, I mean, he hit a wall, bug on a windshield during the regular season, was not very productive at all, and didn't have a great spring in the OTA program, and Andy Reid challenged him. He needs to come out tonight or during these four preseason games and light it up. Show he can block. Show he can be Travis Kelce light, because that's what they want him to be. The Chiefs play three tight ends more than any team in the NFL. They've kind of revolutionized it. But in the perfect world, one of those is Kelce running every route like a receiver. Two would be Kelce light. Maybe Travis fits that role. And three is going to be a blocker, you know, mover, shaker, block the line of scrimmage. Those are your three tight ends. Ross Travis has backslid. And so he needs to move forward, or Labor Day weekend won't be so good for him.
Interesting. There were a lot of things that went down today in the National Football League. I know you keep up on everything, but the big story was the Cowboys and Ezekiel Elliott, the running back, getting suspended for six games. Mitch, it seems like the NFL's kind of like the NCAA. They just don't have a standard. I don't know why it was six games. Maybe it'll come out after they hold a news conference to explain their thought process. But apparently now Ezekiel Elliott has 3 days to appeal, and if not, that six game stands. Where are you on that?
I'm going to disagree with you on this, because in this instance, every case is different. We want to make Jimmy B, every case, the Ray Rice case. They're not. It requires due diligence. It requires jurisprudence. It requires, you know, what really happened. As you investigate, and I think the league, based on what I found out, is they did a lot of research on this. Is there repeated activity? How that has to go away in our culture, okay? The domestic assault, whether it's guy to gal, gal to guy, has got to go away. And here's one of the bigger violators of it. We can't differentiate, seemingly, as a society between fantasy and reality. We show it on movies. Anchorman 2, a scene of Will Ferrell and Megan Good, you know, hitting each other. That's in a ha-ha. No, it's not ha-ha. Or country music, or hip-hop music, or any music that has that. The league is putting its foot down, so to speak, on it. However, not every case is the same. They all deserve to be treated separately. They need to be treated seriously, and the league is very adamant about trying to eradicate it from the game. Now, in this instance, to me, it was the NFL saying, we've investigated it. Here's what we think is the perfect crime or punishment for whatever, the alleged activities. And some aren't going to be 6 weeks. Some are going to be two. Some are going to be four. Some may be probation. They're not all the same. They're all going to be dealt with, but these aren't cookie-cutter cases, particularly when it deals with domestic assault. Now, the bottom line is, it's got to go. It's got to get. We got to get rid of it in our culture, every part of our culture.
Good point. Great thoughts, and great talking with you. Mitch, best of luck on the call tonight. We'll be listening here on 1700.
Papa John's Pizza. Call him, papajohns.com. Ask him. I get two medium multi-topping pizzas for what? For what? Ask him. Get him in time for the game. 8 o'clock kickoff. Here we go, boys.
Thanks, Mitch.
Thank you, Mitch.
See ya.
That's great. Great. You know, I love to ask him those questions because he's been around the league for so long. He always, Trent, has great insight.
He does. There's no doubt about it. Very, also a deeper thinking position. You know, not just surface level stuff. Goes a little bit deeper. Another great reason that we get Mitch on, and we love having him here each and every day during the football camp at 1:40.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. What, you and Wolfgang are going to throw it down a little bit, right?
Yeah, a little look back at some hoops from yesterday with the Iowa basketball team. Going to talk some NFL with him. Wolfgang, when I talked to him earlier, he's excited about who I'm excited about, Mitchell Trubisky. Think I can get him to join the Bears bandwagon?
I don't think you're going to have any trouble getting him on the bandwagon, trust me.
We'll see if we can get him leaping aboard next. Wolfgang joins the fray. In the final hour of the program, Jimmy B and TC and the Big Talker, 1700. We're back here in a moment.
The big games play here. Westwood One Sports on Des Moines Station for news, talk, sports. 1700 KBGG.
Are you sick of the same old tired lunches, leftovers, bad drive-through options? Food Dudes Delivery has your answer. Food Dudes delivers for restaurants that don't offer delivery all across the Des Moines Metro. Order online at fooddudesdelivery.com and get out of the lunch rut today with Food Dudes Delivery. Place your order for lunch today, dinner tonight, or your office tomorrow at fooddudesdelivery.com. That's fooddudesdelivery.com.
Hi folks, Mike from JLM Shooter Supply here, inviting you to visit our full-service gun shop. Whether you are precision rifle shooting, competing in handgun matches, or just out plinking with the family, we have everything you might need. We offer all types of firearms, ammunition, and accessories, as well as all types of gunsmithing services. We've been here since 1988, and we won't be undersold by the big stores, and no one can match our service after the sale. We're on the corner of 70th and Douglas in Urbandale, or we can be reached at 515-331-1577. We're JLM Shooter Supply. See you soon.
At Wolf Construction, we do many large construction projects across the Midwest, but we started as a roofing company, and we're still a roofing company today. At Wolf Construction, we don't just show up with a dumpster and trailer in your driveway. We arrive with a business card in hand, ready to take care of your home. Whether it's a simple roof repair, a complete re-roofing project, or a new construction project, Wolf Construction can handle the job. Call Wolf Construction at 515-225-8866 or visit us on the web at wolfconstruction.net. We're a roofing machine.
American Topper and Accessories. Whether you work or play with your truck, they have everything you need for your lifestyle. Visit American Topper's new location at the fair, just south of the Varied Industries building.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver five times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
You started your business because you have something special to offer, and you want customers to know it from the moment you hand them your card. That's why now is the time to go to Vistaprint.com to get 500 customized, high-quality business cards starting at just $9.99. Choose everything about your card with thousands of customizable designs for every industry and our support specialist standing by to help. Head to Vistaprint.com to get 500 business cards starting at $9.99. Use promo code 9900 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 9900.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Ace has grown to 5,000 stores and counting. That's twice as many helpful locations as those big warehouse stores combined. But we're not just about numbers. We're about helping neighbors, because each one of our stores is part of your community. To celebrate, join us for the 5,000 store sale. We have daily offers and incredible savings throughout the store for 4 days only. Hurry in. The 5,000 store sale ends Monday, only at your neighborhood Ace. Offers valid at participating stores Friday through Monday only. See store for details.
This is a court-ordered notice. Current and former BMW, Mazda, Subaru, and Toyota owners or lessees can receive payments and other benefits from a legal settlement related to allegedly defective Takata airbags in their vehicles. To see if your vehicle is included and to file a claim, go to AutoAirbagSettlement.com or call 1-888-735-5596. That's AutoAirbagSettlement.com or 1-888-735-5596.
You don't need more sports, but you...